I am eager to start hour number two. What's going on? Welcome to the show. My name is Jim Rome. I'm broadcasting live from Southern California. And yes, I'm still in our Southern California-based studios where I've been the entire year. It's good to be here. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, good couple hours coming up. Still ahead, we'll talk some Packer football. David Bakhtiari is a lineman for the Packers. That's coming up in hour number three. More of your telephone calls coming up in one moment, but I'm eager to have this conversation. We are joined right now by a running back at Mesabi Range College. Played his high school football at Minneapolis North High School. He played offense and defense both as a senior. He finished the season with 50 tackles and 5 touchdowns. He is the recipient of the 2020 Jimmy V Award for perseverance. He has an amazing story. Tequarius Ware is my guest. TQ, it's nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. Listen, your story is absolutely amazing, and I've been looking forward to talking to you about it. Before we get into this, as I mentioned, you were named the recipient of the 2020 Jimmy V Award for perseverance. What was your reaction when you first heard that news?
When I first heard that news, I was just very shocked, very honored to be given that award, and just, you know, I was happy all around. Words can't explain, to be honest.
All right, so people can understand fully your story. I want to ask you a little bit about growing up, but I want to be very careful in the way I go about that. Is that something you're comfortable talking about? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
I'm okay
good,
with that.
Good. All right, so in March of 2005, when you were just 4, there was a fire in your house, and you suffered third-degree burns that covered more than 55% of your body. You lost 4 fingers. You spent a month in a coma. Doctors said you had a 20% chance for survival, but you beat the odds. You not only survived, but you thrived. What do you remember about all the challenges that you faced after the fire?
I just remember a lot of stuff being hard at first, getting used to a lot of things, just learning how to deal with people and in society. But once I figured that out, everything was good. I always felt like I was a normal person, and that's how I like to be treated, and that's how people treat me.
All right, now people talk also about the fact that you are always positive, relentlessly positive. Where does the positivity come from?
Just being able to wake up every day. Everybody don't get to wake up every day. I'm just thankful that I get another day to pursue what I want to pursue my dreams, love my family, and just make a way for everybody I love. And I'm just honored to just wake up, you know? And I really look at that every day. Every day is a new day, a fresh start to make something happen.
Tequarius Ware is joining us. At TQ, the fact is you went through countless skin grafts and surgeries, but you said, quote, every surgery I had helped me. If I knew I needed it, I was going to get it, and it was going to help me in my future. I wasn't really stressing over it. I mean, I don't know. That's an amazing thing for somebody your age to say. Most of us stress over things that are much, much less consequence than that. How were you able to maintain that attitude and that mindset? Where did that come from?
That's just who I am. I understand what's going on and what happened to me, I understood for a long time now. So when I figured I needed a surgery to limitations, I'm going to get it. And it's just, that's my mindset. I always have that mindset, and I'm going to keep that mindset. This is who I am.
And then there's sports, and then there's football. Your mother talks about how sports have always been an outlet for you, as she says, quote, put a ball in his hand, and he's going to act a fool with it, end quote. It is such an awesome line. What is it about sports that you love so much?
It's just another way to express yourself. I feel like everybody should play a sport, no matter what sport it is. It helps you deal with life. Help you deal with losing, help you deal with how to win, be a good sport. You create friendships and bonds that last a lifetime when you play sports. And then sports can take you anywhere in the world, you know? Sports took millions of people different places they never thought they would be able to go. And right now, it's taking me on places I never thought I'd be able to go. And I'm just honored to be in the position I'm in, honored to receive that award. I'm just honored all around.
Right. I've seen your highlights. They're awesome. They really are. So what was it like when you first started to play football in games? Did you feel like you were getting a chance to live your dream out even further? What was football like?
Football, it was, like, electrifying. Like, when I hit the field, like, I honestly feel nobody's better than me when I step on the field. And it's just my mindset. I just love that. And that's going to continue to be my mindset. And when I play football, it's just everything goes out the window, no matter what it is. When I step between them lines, I'm ready to play, you know? Nothing that matters when the game is going, you know?
Now, the story goes that you went to Charles Adams III, the coach at Minnesota North, and asked if you could get a shot. He said, if you can play, you're going to play. What did it mean to hear that, and then how did you go about attacking that opportunity?
That means everything. When a head coach tell you that, it makes you want to work harder. And I just did what I always do, you know, and just let my game speak for itself. He let me play. Coach Adams, Coach O.A., he is a person that's, like, very special in my heart because he had told me that he's going to make sure I go to college. And no coach has ever told me that. And then a few weeks later, a coach hit me up, and I ended up going to that college. So I appreciate O.A., everything he did for me, giving me that opportunity. I'm just very grateful.
TQ Ware is joining us. And again, you weren't looking for anything at all. You weren't looking for any handouts at all. You just wanted the opportunity. Your coach said that during two-a-days in summer, guys were complaining about how tough it was, how hard it was, and you said, quote, keep talking because I'm going to take your minutes, end quote. And the coach has said he's not lying. You started every game. And as Adam said, he had to have you on the field. What did it mean to know how important you were to the team?
I mean, it means everything to know that the team needed me. I wanted to do the best I can, help my brothers out on that field, try to win another championship, continue the legacy at North. And for him to want me on the field, it shows a lot about my game. It's deeper than football, too, if you really think about it.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? It's deeper than football. I mean, it's deeper than football. You're running on a different kind of fuel. Like, your approach was, I don't just want to make that team, and I don't just want to be good. I'm looking to be the very best. When did you first get the idea that even being really good in high school was not good enough, that you want to play college football? When did you first get that idea?
I always had that idea. To be honest, it's just I only got to play 1 year of varsity football, so I thought my chances of going to college was less. But, I mean, it is what it is. I knew I was good enough to go somewhere. I knew I was. I just needed somebody to look at me and see my talent. I'm just going to keep working, and I'm not done yet. I'm still trying to go to the next level.
Before I let you go, a couple of things. Like, what was it like when you graduated from high school and your name was called and you're walking across that stage to get that diploma and everybody's going crazy and the cheers are so loud and you were saying, I made it. What was that moment like for you? How much did it mean to you to graduate like that?
I mean, honestly, that's one of the best memories I ever had. Just because completing high school is hard, you know, and a lot of people don't even get to walk across that stage and feel the feeling I had. And me going through what I've been through since I was 4 years old, no matter if it was the fire, football, life, you know, I persevered through all that, you know, and I completed my 12 years of school. And for me to do that is a big accomplishment because, you know, my older brother graduated also, and we're just going to keep that tradition going, you know?
You know what? It's an enormous accomplishment. And through all of this, you have become a role model and an inspiration. What's that like? Like, how much pride do you take in being a role model and knowing that people are looking to you and looking up at you?
I take a lot of pride in that. You know, I'm somebody that in my community, a lot of people will look up to. And not even just in my community, my little brothers and sisters, They see everything I do, and I just want to let them know to stay on the right track, stay focused, and anything you do in life, you can achieve if you put your mind to it and work hard enough.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to leave you or have you leave us with that thought. Like, if somebody's listening right now and the world is such a strange, challenging place, there are so many things going on. If somebody listening is having a hard time and they're finding it hard to remain upbeat and positive and optimistic, I mean, it's a lot to ask of somebody as young as you, but what kind of advice would you give that person?
I would just tell them to never give up. Don't listen to what anybody say and try to put you down. A lot of people not going to see your vision. So you have to remove people like that out your life to get where you have to go. Just keep focusing. Everything will be better. You will not be in your situation that you're in much longer. So everything is temporary. Just have faith in God. Be there with your loved ones that love you, that you love. And everything will be all right, you know?
Man, I can't imagine any better advice than that. He's a running back at Mesabi Range College, played his high school football at Minneapolis North High School, the recipient of the 2020 Jimmy V Award for Perseverance. TQ Ware, my guest. TQ, I wanted to meet you. It's great to have you on the show. It's an amazing story. You're an amazing young man. Really nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Thank you very much. And you just made the show better. You elevated the conversation. I think he made us all feel much better when you consider what he's been through, what he's overcome. Not only that he survived, but he continues to thrive and is taking on all challenges with unbelievable grit, positivity. That's as good as it gets. And what great advice at the end of the interview. TQ Ware, running back for Mesabi Range College. 1-800-636-8686. I'm doing my very best during this period to try to balance it all out. Like, I don't want to keep hitting you over the head with these things that we're dealing with on a daily basis that you come to me for to get away from, but you can't hide from these things. We have to address these things. We have to talk about these things. But at the same time, I'm trying to change up and give you some other things too, including the smack-off. Number 26. 3 days out. When we come back, why don't we pick up that conversation? Some smack-off storylines for you. We'll talk Packer football at the top of hour number three. David Bakhtiari joins me. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Do not take a chance on getting stranded. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or your truck at a guaranteed low price. Keep your car on the road by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Or when you need auto parts quickly, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to your curbside, or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices. Every day.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Again, my thanks to TQ Ware. What an amazing attitude. What an amazing attitude. What an amazing story. I mean, I don't know about you, but surgery to me is pretty scary. I would not look forward to any surgery. And skin grafts. He said his mindset every single time was, this is going to make me better. This is going to help me. I'm going to heal because of this. So let's do this thing. Also, I love that take. During two-a-days, when everybody was complaining about how hard it was, his take was, keep talking, because I'm going to take your minutes. And then he did. Played a year of varsity football in high school and parlayed that into a college opportunity. What a great, great conversation. Amazing attitude. All right, phone lines are open right now. 1-800-636-8686. 3 days, three sleeps, three shows, and then we are officially, finally, there. Smack off 26. this Friday, $5,000, cold, hard cake, and a championship strap to floss for 12 months. The stakes are already high. Everybody is playing for something. The cash, their brand, their legacy, because they can, or all of the above. Everybody, I'm sure, has a different reason for wanting to be a part of this. The best part about the storylines going into Friday, though, is that they're not manufactured. They're not contrived. Best part is, I don't need to sit around here dreaming up fake plots or character arcs for the callers. I don't have to do that because years and years of history have written this drama itself, and we're about to see it all unfold in 72 hours. Why don't we start at the very top? Because we're on a generational collision course with a couple of goats, Shawnee, the Cablinasian, and Brad in Corona.
You Google Brad in Corona, and your browser turns into a Money in the Bank match of douchey UC Riverside frat boys named Brad.
I'm not sure, Jimmy, if the Cablinasian is stupid or if he's just desperate, but Shawnee, you're on the radio once a week, Sunday nights from 6 to 10. Great time slot, bud. What are you, auditioning to be the next Rich Ackerman? I heard CBS was actually considering just broadcasting dead air, but they figured if they could get you for the same price, then what the hell, you know?
So when Shawnee left the jungle in 07, he walked away as a record-setting five-time champ, the only dude in the history of the Smack-Off to three-peat. And at the time of that 12-year departure, only one other caller even had two titles, Doc Mike Ditola. So when the Cablinasian dipped, those five rings seemed pretty much untouchable. And they were. Until Brad in Corona shows up out of nowhere. And in his first 3 years of the Smack-Off, he rips two straps. 4 years after his second title, the BIC would start his own dynasty. Three Smack-Offs in a half a decade, including the most recent two. Add it all up. What do you get? Shawn and Brad tied atop the Smack-Off mountain. Five championships each. Nobody else is even close. What makes the storyline especially compelling is that this year is going to be just the second time that they've gone up against each other in the same event. Last year was the first. Brad got the better of it, going back-to-back for the first time in his career. But Shawnee had been away for over a decade. So there's reason to believe the Cablinasian is going to be better this time around with last year's rep under his belt. If Shawn wins Friday, he'll not only become the first to six, but he'll set the record for most years between titles, a record that Brad currently owns. If Brad wins, he'll be the first to six. And the second to ever three-peat, a record that Shawn has. So that storyline, Brad v. Shawn, has got so many layers. I could do an entire segment on it by itself, but I won't, because there's so much more to get to. But understand this, each of these guys represents a generation. Old school v. new school, goat v. goat, 5 v. 5, records v. records. A lot on the line. If either one of them were to win on Friday, there is no more debate, just the scoreboard itself. And the scoreboard never lies. First to six is the undisputed greatest caller in the history of sports talk radio. Period. That's what these guys are playing for. Then again, this is not a head-to-head event. This is not a so-called match race with just two horses. This is every man versus the field. No one would like to keep that debate on ice more than the two-time champ, Leffen Laguna.
Hey, Shawnee. Bro, we don't need you back in the jungle. We already have a fat, pale, bald dude in Cream Bay. Hey, Brad, shout out to the photographer who takes all your glamour shots, your boy Reggie. And he charges $325 an hour. Brad, with that baby carrot you sport, you should see if he can charge you by the inch.
With that baby carrot you sport. Now, Leff is not just a threat to win. He's one of the favorites. He should be. This dude packs an incredible combo of smack and theatrics that the event has never seen before and will never see again. Put simply, nobody does what Leff does, and he has two smack-offs to show for it, whether you like it or respect it or not. You might hate Leff. You might write him off as nothing more than a, quote, gimmicky little bitch.
Hey, Leff.
But ask yourself this, and be honest when you do. When Leff calls a smack-off, are you not waiting on the edge of your seat for the magic trick You know you are. We all are. Leff has changed the entire event by how far he's taken his personal brand of showmanship. And he one-ups it every single year. That's not easy to do when you consider what this guy's done in the past. The things he's pulled off has made him a legend. And if he wins on Friday, he'll become just the third to ever have three. And that rarefied air puts him on Mount Smackmore. Not only that, there's no asterisk or anything like that. If he wins his third, he's going through two of the best to ever do it who are vying for GOAT status. Think about this. Some of the all-time heavy hitters like Mike and Indy, Vic and NoCal, Mark and Hollywood, they're still chasing their second. Leff already has two. What if he gets to three before those icons even get to two? What's that say about him? Especially since he started way later than those guys. It says he's one of the best to ever do it. And that he's about more than just gimmicks. Which brings me to Mike and Vic. And Mark. Speaking of Mike and Vic and Mark in Hollywood. First off, the hell is Mike? Where the hell is Mike? Where is the 2014 champ? Where is the guy that I have not heard from since last year's Smack Off?
Brad and Corona apologists say Brad has four championships but should have five. Well, I should have nine championships, so I guess that settles that.
It's amazing, right? The storyline with Mike is, the same as it always is, will he show up? Can you imagine that guy going Smack Off to Smack Off and not one call in between? Like he really only calls during the Smack Off. And I'm not even sure he will. Then again, he has 11 years in a row. But who knows? I can't put anything past this guy. I can't put anything past the guy who made two tandem calls and once retired and unretired in the same 24 hours. I can say this. Folks are sleeping on Mike because they're not thinking about Mike. And they're not thinking about Mike because Mike no longer comes around. However, if this guy shows up on Friday, he's an instant monster. Check the stats. 11 appearances, 10 top fives. So this guy literally lives around the winner's circle. And if you ask him, he should have 9 wins. One more trip to the top of the podium would make him just the 6th ever to have multiple straps. But again, ask him, if he shows Friday and he wins Friday, that will be number 10. I don't know. I can't see Mike passing up that opportunity. But then again, I can't see Mike at all because he's not coming around. Then you've got Mark in Hollywood and Vic. Two dudes coming off 2019 performances that landed them each out of the top 10. That's never happened before. I don't think that will ever happen again. I never thought that would happen. That's how tough that event is. That's how deep the field is. For two former champs, I'm expecting a lot better this year. We know Mark has the game to win, just as we know that Vic has the game to win. They both have. The storyline with these guys is each of them have a chance for a second win. And more importantly, I'm sure both of them would love to shut the BIC the hell up for 365 days. They'll have their shot. And then there's last year's runner-up, Rick in Buffalo.
You loser. You hack. You fat ass. You sociopath. You scumbag.
God, you're a loser.
Fat boy.
Don't come get some, you bitches.
This dude's coming off an extremely respectable second-place finish last year. He ran his eyeballs out in last year's race. He shot that best shot. It landed just a few millimeters short of Brad. I'm telling you, the guy ran a winning race. He ran a winning race, and he still got beat. It happens. So the question now is, can he run that same race? Can he run a better race? Can he deliver his best call on the biggest day and take it up a level and hit the wire before everybody else? Most importantly, can he have his best when it matters most, and does his best beat Brad's best? The entire city of Buffalo is pulling for this guy. And to be the guy who brings some hardware back to Western New York would be nothing short of heroic. They'll name a damn street after him. They'll put a statue on the corner. He'll never buy a plate of wings or a draft beer ever again. This is not just a smack off to Rick. This is the entire pride of an oft-ripped-on city. Speaking of repping a city and a locale, Benny and Wisco, Caleb and Green Bay are in a dead heat to be the first to bring a title back to Title Town. Imagine living in Green Bay and bringing a chip home. How awesome would that be? On the flip side, how terrible would it be if the other dude from the same state beat you to it? Only one guy gets to be the legend of America's Dairyland. And picking between Caleb and Benny is damn near impossible right now. Both these guys are so smart. I mean, really smart, really creative. In fact, I can make the argument that each of them have the smartest smack in the field.
Well, Matt in Vancouver just said I couldn't win the smack off because I look like a porta potty in a camo hat. Pretty rich that he thinks I wear camo when he's the one who's so unnoticeable we literally forgot he was even in the field.
War Jeff in Richmond pulling up to Pottery Barn for a massage because his dyslexic ass accidentally Googled rug and tub.
These dudes, both clever. Clever as hell. Each of them could win this year, but I've only got one strap. Who's going to bring it home to the Badger State first? Moving on, arguably, nobody is having a better run-up to the smack-off than Mark in Boston.
Who wants to walk with Jeff in Richmond? You really should not brag about something you can't do. I mean, be honest. How long ago did the Type 2 beat us? Take those feet.
How long ago did the Type 2 Betis take those feet? You can't walk. Not since the Type 2 Betis took your feet. This guy's so pissed. He's so pissed at being left on hold last year. I should have iced him a long time ago because he's never been better. And he's got a chance to turn the ultimate disrespect into the ultimate prize. And the way he's burning right now, I wouldn't be shocked at all. Then you got my guy, Matt in Van. Matt in Van, very likely to be the sole Canadian in the event come Friday.
Smack-off season is upon us. Left in Laguna, the Laguna Beach belly. Guess this freak's too busy swapping Q-tip techniques with Andrew Siciliano and Adam Silver to call the show. Front-running bag. And as for this gas bag, Rick in Buffalo. Rick, you look like an angry, screaming human penis, man. Mix in a baseball cap.
Man. It's no secret he's had a terrible time on game day. Three appearances, one 10th place finish. So this guy's got the weight pretty much of two entire countries on him this time around. All of America wants to see the guy flame out. All of Canada is hoping and praying for a miracle. You could argue other guys have more pressure on them, but I'm going to put Matt near the top of the list. Flame out and miss the top 10? He'll never hear the end of it. He'll go down as an all-time smack-off underachiever. But, yeah, if that happens, by the way, to rip another term from horse racing, he's a morning glory. But on the flip side, there is some unparalleled intercontinental glory that nobody has ever tasted in a quarter century of this event if this guy can rise up and rip it. Just a few of the compelling storylines heading into Friday. Legacy. Status, history, records, $5,000, and 365 days of ultimate bragging rights are at stake. I cannot remember ever being this fired up for a smack-off, ever. And I want to thank my friends at Four Sharp Corners. It is the world's largest seller of PSA-graded sports cards. They buy and they sell the highest quality, highest-graded sports cards. You can find them at Four Sharp Corners. Corners.com. Foursharpcorners.com. You can thank them for that grand prize. All right, when we return, phone lines are open. Looking for some reaction, too. 1-800-636-8686. My thoughts on Major League Baseball. Like a week ago, the commissioner said he was 100% confident there'd be a season. Yesterday, he was talking like there's not going to be a season. Damn, Rob, which one is it? We'll get into that next. David Bakhtiari at the top of the hour. But first, here's a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
For the ones who get it done, there is grandeur. offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus 24/7 customer support and product specialists always ready to answer any question. Call or visit Grainger.com. Boy, look at Sarah. Salty Sarah is back in. It must be Smack-Off season. She's holding on to a golden ticket. Man, how great would it be to have a lady clone rip that title?
War Lady Clone.
That'd be the best thing ever. She's on Twitter, though, at Toots2020. She tweets, I laughed harder at my dad's funeral than any of Matt and Van's phone calls. Man, she is so salty. Sarah, you are salty. It's true, though. Matt, when I mentioned Morning Glory is a horse racing term, what that means is there's certain horses that work when they train. When they work, it's in the morning. And some are lights out in the morning. But then when it comes race time, they never show up. They don't run as well as they practice, in other words. You know, like any other athlete. That's what's meant by a Morning Glory. Matt in Vancouver dominates the regular season, but on the biggest stage, is he going to get it done? Three appearances and one top 10. If he misses the top 10 again, it's going to be hard to shake that. At SA Sports Honk tweets, Rome, we're not sure if Mike and Indy will show up. Sincerely, kids of deadbeat dads. He always does, though. We're never sure, but he always does. But I wonder about this year. He's made it to 11 straight. But he feels like somehow there's a bias or... he feels like the playing field is not level for him. I don't know. I know he is one of the best to ever do it. I know the show is better when he shows up. Yeah, but Mike, that's totally on you. We're going on with or without you, Mike. I'd love to have you. I'd love to have you, Mike. You're invited. You'll make the thing better. But believe it or not, we're still going to do it even if you don't call. So is he going to call? I don't know. We'll see. This guy thinks he will. Warren Brooks tweets, calling my shot. Mike in Indy wins his 10th title. Ship him the cash now. Nothing would make me happier. S. Gassman tweets, my money is on Rick in Buffalo to take this one. It's 2020. Anything can happen. Hey, listen, that's not exactly putting yourself out there. The guy came in second last year. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, easy enough to drop off that 5K next time you are here to visit. This is Wisco's year to win a smack off. Finally. You got two shots. It's a numbers game. You've got two shots. And I'll be there soon enough, Jamie. Dear Jim, that smack off preview was nice. 26 has more storylines going into it than I had lines going into me at 26. Signed, Daryl Strawberry. Brett from Bugaha. I mean, a truly idiotic bit of content, Brett. Even for you. Romy, I can't even explain in words how stoked I am for the Smack-Off. It's good to be back in the jungle. The Smack-Off is the nugget of normal that we all need. Jeff C. in NC. War Iafraidy mowing down the field. We've been trying to find Iafraidy. In fact, I made contact with Iafraidy. He's trying to come in. If you know about Iafraidy and you know his job, his lifestyle, he's needed in many other places and he has many more responsibilities, way more important than the smack off, but he's trying to get there. He is aware, he's been invited, and as is the case every year with Iafraidy, if he can do it, he'll do it, which is good enough for me. All right, so having said all that, what I have on hold right now is a series of golden ticket bids. If not now, then when? It's Tuesday. You're running out of time. Every one of these guys wants a golden ticket. Nobody has tried harder than this guy. I'm going to say this is probably his last shot. Probably his last chance. Let's go to Toronto. Now or never, Sonny. Now or never. Let me confirm this before I go there. Adam, is he on line 4? All right, my bad. Let's go to Sonny. Now or never, Sonny. What's up?
Hey, Jim. Thank you for taking my call. and happy SmackOff 26, all. I'm amped up. But first, Jim, I want to thank you for addressing recent issues. I had a very multicultural upbringing, and it was beautiful. So, yeah, racism doesn't exist here. And yet, because of your show, Jim, I found myself learning new things that I didn't think I needed to know. And that is how we grow and do better, do better. I also learned that racism is like COVID. Someone could have it and not know it. And Drew Brees, yeah, he was asymptomatic. Jim, your show keeps me focused and on the right path. You let me call in, talk smack, and we have a laugh. So thank you, Jim, for all that. The crew, Adam, Alvy, I see you. And Clone Nation, respect and appreciation. You guys are crazy, and I love it. Y'all some real ones, huh? Clone Nation is a special club. It's its own genre. And about last week, I came in here kind of hot and said some things I rather would have not. I was excited. And for that, I apologize. Silk Sarity. But from here on out, no more Mr. Nice Guy. And that's my good deed for the day. Enough with the kumbayas. I'm also here for that highly regarded coveted golden ticket. Yeah, they ain't free, cheap, or easy. Jim ain't out here just handing them out like refrigerator magnets or lollipops at the doctor's office. Yeah, I'm nervous every time I call in. It's my Super Bowl. I mean, after all, it's the Jim Rome Show. I got those butterflies in my stomach and scotch. But Friday, I want to participate and not just listen and watch on CBS. It's the golden ticket. I want to get down with it. I want to date it, kiss it, whisper sweet nothings in its ear in it. The golden ticket. You won't regret it, Jim. I won't choke. I won't bomb. Plus, I want to see my name on stucknut.com. So, Jim, please let me in, or else I'm going to relapse and go back to morning scotch drinking. Thanks for taking my call. I'll hang up now and listen.
Sonny, you made it to the end of your phone call. You didn't get run. And what a wild ride that was. Yes, I've got butterflies in my stomach and scotch. He just said I'm going back to my morning scotch? Dude. I understand in COVID-19, people are getting an earlier start than they normally do on some days. Scotch in the morning is a big swing, man. That is a big, big swing. All right, so Sonny, you laid that out beautifully. You made it very clear how much this show means to you. You have a good understanding of the jungle, the culture of the program, the way the jungle plays a role in social. I mean, you get all these things, and you understand what it would mean to be a part of the field. You understand what it would mean to win the event. Not only the $5,000, but that you'd be a part of jungle folklore and history. Man, Sonny, I want that for you. I really do. Except you're not good enough. Not yet. You got to keep working, my man. Listen, Sonny, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your call. I'll take it anytime you want to make that call. You're still not ready for the big stage, but you're getting better. You're getting better and you're getting closer. But no golden ticket yet. Not for you. Not today. I mentioned there were a series of people on hold trying to get theirs. This guy, too. He's been trying. Back to Detroit. Johnny Scabs bidding for the golden ticket. Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, Jim, you know, a lot of people are saying that Caleb has earned the right to be mentioned with the Jungle Greats. The only thing Caleb has ever earned is a permit that lets him park closer to the building. Don't get me wrong, Jim. You know, Caleb is going to make an excellent stepdad someday. The kids will love him because they know he never wrestled with Mom. And Mom will love it because she can leave the kids with Caleb while she goes out and wrestles. Rome, I saw a picture of Sarah T. yesterday. The last time I saw hip bones like that, a woolly mammoth was being pulled from a glacier. You know, you've been looking for Mike and Indy. You could probably see Mike Needy's picture at the local grocery store. It'll be next to a note that says, "Don't accept checks from this guy." Late.
All right, Johnny, why don't we break down your call? You called one guy fat.
Fat?
You called a lady clone unattractive. And you called another guy criminal. That's not going to get you in either. No golden ticket for you, Scabs. And again, you guys are welcome to call the program on any day you want, except Friday. I got a stack of them, but I can't give them away. They're not for free. You have to earn them. I don't want to waste them. 1-800-636-8686. It's a golden ticket segment. So far, we're 0 for 2. Hey, Sonny, if it'll make you feel better, you were better than Scabs. Not good enough to get a golden ticket, but you were better than Scabs. Let's see if this guy can snap the streak. Let's go to Indy. Adam in Indy. It's good to have you, Adam. How are you?
So good, Jim Rome. How are you today?
Great. Perfect.
Great. So glad to hear it. Here's my thing. You were just talking about how people call the Smackoff with an angle. They want to win. They want to make a name for themselves. Here's what I want. I want to make 9th and 10th place great again. Those guys are like last year, Jason in Fullerton was in the top 10. Like, is this 1999? I was so shocked to hear him in the top 10. Listening to Jason in Fullerton talk on the radio is like putting on a sock when the elastic is worn out. It's just so cringy. And Danny Amendolara, he's a fine radio host. This is not his event. He shouldn't have made the leaderboard. The Smackoff should be a cringe-free zone. And the people at Four Sharp Corners deserve better than that. If I get
in. That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good
Sorry,
call.
Sorry, Arthur. And so is Danny. Amendolara. You ask for a cringe-free zone, I give you a cringe-free zone. Now you're done.
Now
three done. Golden ticket attempts. 0 for 3. This is why it's for the best of the best. David Bakhtiari joins us when we come back.